SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia. Hello, and welcome to this episode of The Settlement Guide, a series where we help you navigate life in Australia. Whether you arrive today, have been living here for years, whether you were born in Australia or planning to move here shortly, this series is for you. My name is Rosa Germian, and in this episode, we help you navigate the processes of asking for a pay increase. Requesting a pay rise can feel intimidating for many workers, but it doesn't have to be. When you have a reason to believe you are due for a pay rise, there are ways to help you prepare for that conversation with your employer, whether you do it collectively, with colleagues, or individually. In Australia, depending on your workplace, receiving a pay increase may even be your legal entitlement.
I think it's always important to be well prepared, thinking about what the arguments are.
So let's get started. Although rules regarding pay increases vary across workplaces, job contracts typically outline a pay rise timeline as part of an employee's annual performance review. However, workers can negotiate an increase in their salary at any point in time on their own behalf. Susan Young, Professor of Management, Governance and Corporate Social Responsibility at La Trobe University, explains the ideal time of year in Australia to initiate the pay conversation with your boss.
I would recommend that it should be done before the end of the financial year. And so the financial year finishes on June the 30th, and that's when the budgets and the finances are set out for the next year. So just prior to the end of that financial year, say in April, May, that would be the time where you would be asking for a meeting to discuss any potential pay rises so that it's built into the budget for the next year.
An annual increase in a worker's pay can also be their legal entitlement. Most Australian workplaces are covered by the Fair Work System, a collection of legislation on national workplace protections. These include award rates, which set out legal minimum wages for employees in specific industries and occupations. Employees covered by an award are entitled to annual minimum increases in their pay rate, as decided by the Fair Work Commission following union negotiations. Workplaces with an enterprise agreement also have provisions for legal minimum wage increases. These agreements are the results of negotiations between workers, their representatives, and the employer. Professor Young says the first step before asking for a pay rise is finding out if you are covered by an award or enterprise agreement. And there is nothing stopping you from negotiating a rise beyond the minimum wage you are legally entitled to.
So they can negotiate a pay rise for anything over and above. They can negotiate over award payments or a contract over and above the enterprise bargaining agreement, or they can negotiate a change of classification in their role if they're doing more than what the role description states, and that would probably allow them to then have a pay rise.
According to human resources expert Karen Gately, many people find it uncomfortable to ask for a bigger pay or a promotion. Employees coming from different workplace cultural backgrounds might even perceive it as implied or overstepping the authority of a person in a more senior position. However, she says it is important to speak up when you believe a pay rise is necessary, valid, or earned.
Some employers don't want to give people more money, right? And they will say no, but it's not because it's an unreasonable request. If you genuinely deserve more reward for your contribution, then culturally, that's acceptable to ask. The overwhelming majority of people in Australia would say absolutely, and most employers would say that. So there might be exceptions, but know that truth about the Australian workplace culture to help confidence that it is reasonable for you to ask the question.
Checking comparable salaries in job sites across your industry network and within your workplace environment is key to getting the right knowledge and leverage to negotiate the pay rise you deserve, Professor Young says. But she warns that there is often a secrecy culture around salaries within workplaces, which disproportionately impacts young employees, women and minority groups.
Often find that there's a disparity and a lack of transparency between different groupings in terms of pay. I think it's important to have groups of people that you feel comfortable who you work with. And then after a time, you know, you can start talking about some of these things and bringing them to the forefront. The other thing you can do is if you have a union representative, you could ask those people as well, because they would have more idea about the pay across the workplace.
Michelle O'Neill is the president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions. She says a union representative can also help you in gathering information about the salaries earned by workers in comparable positions across the industry. This data can be useful when negotiating your pay rise.
You can find out how someone who might be doing the same job working for a different company or in a different organisation, what sort of pay they're getting. So you can also have, as part of your argument, well, other people are getting paid this to do the same work.
Ms. O'Neill argues that it is easier to negotiate better pay conditions as a union member and alongside other workers.
Even if your workplace hasn't had an agreement before, you can join together with other workers in the union to say, we want to negotiate an agreement for everyone who works here. That's the best way of getting pay increases. It's always harder when it's individuals. What the evidence shows is that union members in Australia, on average, are paid $312 more a week than people who aren't in unions.
She also recommends before individually requesting a pay increase, workers who are union members can also seek support from their union to assist them in preparing. The union can provide guidance and resources to help workers navigate the process effectively.
I think it's always important to be well prepared, and that's what a union can help you with. So thinking about what the arguments are and the sort of examples of that is, when was the last time you got a pay increase? How your job might have changed. So if you've got more responsibilities, you're working different hours, your work has become more intense, you've learnt new skills.
However, you don't have to be a union member to ask for a pay rise. If you are making the request on your own behalf, Professor Young suggests that you focus your discussion on the value you're bringing to the workplace or organisation.
But I'd be really focusing the argument around what you've achieved in your job, to looking at sort of evidence that you have. And so can you demonstrate, for example, a greater rate of efficiency, or can you demonstrate that you've brought in certain amounts of money or certain new clients, or you've changed work processes to bring about increased efficiency or effectiveness?
According to human resources expert Karen Gately, how you ask for a pay increase can vary depending on the organisation you work for and the person you'll be speaking to. But she says there is no need to overthink the situation.
It's always a one-to-one conversation. And again, it'll depend on the availability of these people that we're talking about. So it's if you're a direct report manager, what's their type of job? You know, if they're sitting in their office routinely, then you might be able to knock on the door and ask whether or not now is a convenient time to have a conversation with them. In other settings, it will be more appropriate to ask to make an appointment to talk to them. And, you know, I think not making it a problematic event in your own mind will really help.
Professor Young says it is important to maintain a professional attitude when putting forward your pay rise request.
When you're actually asking for a pay rise, it's really important to not be emotional and to use the evidence to support your request rather than say, well, I've worked hard or it's difficult to live because of the CPI. It's really about making sure you've got that evidence and you're presenting that in a really business-like manner to show them that you're improving and working hard for the organisation.
Thank you for listening. This episode of The Settlement Guide was written and produced by Zoe Tomedo and edited by me, Rosa Germian. Until next time.